Proclamation number 8141, dated the April 3rd, 1962. And the Word was made flesh, single quote. And the Word was made flesh and lived among us. Single quote. I myself, the eternal Word, came to earth and became flesh. It was an act of overwhelming love and mercy that had moved me to make contact with the human beings who had distanced themselves from me to a point that they were no longer able to hear my voice, that they could no longer hear my word within themselves, and who did not have a relationship with the word of eternity anymore. They had caused this vast distance from me themselves, and they would never have been able to bridge this distance on their own. They would never have been able to hear my word again, such as it was in the beginning, when I could communicate with all my living creations through the word. For this reason my love has bridged the vast distance itself. I myself came to earth and became flesh, and then tried to get in touch with my living creations in order to speak to them again and to build a bridge for them which would lead them back to me into the kingdom of light and bliss. I am the eternal word myself, but I could not have spoken directly to any human being from above without placing those who once had originated from me as free living creations into a state of compulsion. They had to cross the bridge to me voluntarily, and I could only achieve that by means of my word, which, however, should not sound extraordinary but like the spoken word between human beings. And for this reason I became flesh. I took abode in the human cover of Jesus and spoke to people through him. But it was my word which now was spoken to them, and through this word I was able to show people the way. I was able to instruct them and tell them my will. I was able to reveal the gospel to them, the divine teaching of love, which had once again changed their souls to a state which would enable every person to hear my word within himself if this was his sincere will. But first humanity had to be released from sin and death. The former guilt of sin, caused by the apostasy from me, first had to be redeemed, so that the subsequent bond with me could be crowned by the pouring out of my spirit, so that the human being himself could hear my voice within himself again as it was in the beginning. And the word was made flesh and lived amongst us. Single quote. Only few people understand the meaning of these words. The eternal word came to earth itself because humanity was in greatest difficulty. It was not aware of its wretched condition, of its lack of light, of the spiritual darkness in which it lived. It was completely separate from me and did nothing to reduce its vast distance from me. The only way to help people was by means of instructions which corresponded to the truth. They had to be informed of their God and Creator's will, and this will had to be conveyed to them by myself. I had to speak to them myself, and could only do so through a human being. Thus I embodied myself in this human being, and only in this manner was it possible to instruct people truthfully, to draw their attention to their own way of life, to inform them of my will and exemplify the kind of life they should lead themselves in order to escape their spiritual darkness, in order to walk the path I showed them first, so that they could attain eternal life again. For they were influenced by my adversary, who continuously provoked them into leading a life without love, which subsequently made and kept them weak, and they were not able to contribute anything towards their ascent. I myself provided them with the evidence that love results in strength. I healed the sick and carried out other miracles which only the strength of love could accomplish. I also informed them about the consequences of a heartless way of life, for I first had to explain to people why they were experiencing physical and spiritual hardship. I had to inform them that their state as human beings could not be considered a happy one, and what they therefore should do to attain beatitude. and they had to hear all of this from the mouth of God. They had to be able to hear my word, and thus the word itself came down to earth and became flesh. In the original state, the word sounded within every being and was the cause of inconceivable bliss. And the beings abandoned this blissfulness themselves by voluntarily distancing themselves from me and thus could not hear my word any longer, because this word was a direct emanation of love on my part which they then rejected. Humanity's excessive hardship on earth prompted my love and mercy to draw nearer to them and to confront them in word despite their resistance. And anyone who had ignited just a tiny spark of love within himself recognized me and accepted my word. He also recognized the deity in me and followed me. But by and large people just saw the human being in me and therefore valued my word simply as that of a human being. I was amongst them and they did not recognize me. Nevertheless, I was able to proclaim the gospel of love, to repeatedly impart the divine teaching of love to people and to educate my apostles myself and then send them into the world with the task of proclaiming my gospel and bearing witness to me. The word itself had come to earth, and it was made flesh for the benefit of humanity. And every time my word is spoken, my infinite love and mercy bow stamp towards humanity and emits its love into those human hearts who willingly accept my word, who listen to it and recognize it as their Father's voice and who are grateful for this great gift of grace. For I myself am the eternal word. And anyone who listens to me enters into closest contact with me, and he will indeed achieve his last goal on this earth. He will find complete unification with me, his God and Father, to whom he has finally returned to be eternally blessed. Amen.